From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Thursday a week-long ceasefire with the Taliban. The announcement coincides with the holiday, marking the end of Ramadan next week. Ghani said the ceasefire will begin on June 12th and will last through the Eid holiday on June 19th. The ceasefire does not apply to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State terrorist group. The Taliban hasn't commented. Some Americans have left China after suffering from mysterious health issues similar to what American government workers experienced in Cuba. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
More Americans are being screened over mystery health issues in China. A U.S. medical team is screening more of them who work in a southern Chinese city. The State Department confirmed evacuating a number of government workers who experienced the unexplained health issues. They were similar to those that hurt U.S. personnel in Cuba. A State Department spokeswoman says a number of individuals have been brought to the United States. These are in addition to a U.S. worker who was evacuated earlier. China says it has no information about the incident's cause. I'm Shirley Smith.
At least 18 people have been killed and 90 wounded in Baghdad's Sadr City district when an ammunition cache exploded inside a mosque. King Felipe VI swore in a new cabinet of government ministers under the new Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez in Spain. The cabinet features a record number of women, 11 who hold key posts. And government officials in Hyderabad in India have partnered with telecom companies in a campaign against noise pollution. This is VOA News. President Trump